This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning to y'all. It is a Friday morning, day of January 9th, or make that 2025, 19, whoa! That's making a big guffaw there, 2025. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And no, your ears are not deceiving you. This is Bob Look. I'm sitting in for Chad Holmes. We're giving that... giving that guy a rest with the voice. You may have heard him last couple of days, well, several days, in fact. And basically, it's just turn it off. Turn off the vocal cords for a while. And so I'm just here today to pinch hit. And Chad is in the building, but we're telling him not to really talk. And we're even doing sign language to try to make his life a little easier. So I'm sitting in here for the program today, but expect everything that you expect to hear on a Friday show. Your opinions and comments are always welcome here in the program at 715-382-9297. That's the phone, direct phone line for this program here on Civic Media. And, of course, if you don't want to talk and you want to send a text, that is also available through that number, 715-382-9297. And, of course, without the able-bodied assistant, Ian Welsh, we probably never get this thing off the ground. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Bob. It's great to have you here.
Well, I'm happy that you guys, I'm helping out, and I'm just trying to get you through this Friday. I can use a baseball vocabulary here. Well, the call went to the bullpen for the veteran right-hander, and that's me, to help out, and I'm just going to do our darndest to have a good show here this morning.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, coming up later, we're going to be checking in with Brittany Merlot with the weekend weather forecast. Going to be interesting. Going to be a kind of a potpourri of what happens weather-wise in Wisconsin coming up in the next couple of days. We'll have her report coming up later on this hour, about 8:18. And coming up on the back side of the hour at about 8:34, 8:35, Mike Clemens, the sports director for Civic Media. He's going to be a busy, busy fella as he's going to be hitting the road, heading towards New Orleans for the Super Bowl, which will be on next week's Sunday, not this Sunday, but the next week's Sunday. They got that two-week kind of buffer between the end of conference championships and the Super Bowl this year. So we'll be talking about that and other sports of interest. And anything else. In fact, coming up in the second hour today, we'll also check in with Paul Micklig, of course, with local sports happenings on the high school level and anything to do with that. And you're always welcome to be a part of the discussion. So we welcome you to the program this morning. It's kind of a, you know, we got a little bit back of the winter kind of feel to the weather as we had a warm day yesterday. Did you get out and enjoy any of it yesterday, Ian?
I did get to go outside a little bit, and it was very nice out there.
Oh.
I mean, the sun was out. There was hardly any wind. It was like a very seasonal.
You had to keep running back to the calendar saying, is this January? Really? Really? In Wisconsin? Really?
I think we're going to find out for certain because in a few days, it's going to be Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
So we'll see if Punxsutawney Phil has confirming our hope.
Yeah.
It's an early spring or, you know, hopefully, because I don't really want to deal with another 6 weeks of winter.
Well,
I mean, the skiers and the snowmobilers, if they want to take advantage of that, I'm not going to stop them.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I prefer an early spring.
Well, you know, it whatever Mother Nature decides to give us. And I'll also be pointing out something that's very important in my heart about this coming Sunday, too, February 2nd. That'll be at the tail end of the program today. I did want to talk a little bit about something that I brought up on this show when I was guesting with Chad. This involves the election process in November. Mm-hmm. And I believe I made this comment just after the election results had occurred. And I coined a phrase that I wrote down after election night and what happened with the votes from the national election and picking of the president for the next 4 years, and I called it the age of ignorance. And
it's very accurate.
Well, you know, it's kind of harsh when I said that, because there's normally the quote unquote honeymoon period. When a change of power happens, right?
Right.
But this wasn't a change of power from a non-entity. This was something that we went through before. This is one, you know, a leadership or so-called leadership that we had to deal with, you know, back from 2017 to the start of 2021. And so there should have been no surprises. There should have been no people with their, you know, holding the sides of their faces and mouth wide open going, oh, I can't believe this. We should have been used to it. But it is amazing that it's this time around in this lineup of a Trump presidency, they're not waiting around to try to ask questions whether they can do this or not, or whether this is legal or not, or whether this is disastrous or not. They're just doing things, and they're just doing things to throw so much out there that it's almost like it's almost like the poor firefighters and the people out in Los Angeles with those forest fire or brush fires and that.
It's terrible.
Is that you're just overwhelmed with all the things you're trying to put out fires. And that's what that's kind of like the impression I get nowadays, that there's so many people trying to catch up with it. But I will say this, in the important things and some of the important matters, people are standing up. And people are pointing things out. When they talked about rescinding funding for government situations, they thought people would go, oh, well, we'll let that go for a while. Well, do you let go of a Meals on Wheels program for the elderly?
No, absolutely not.
You know, or all these other things that government does for us day in, day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because that's what the government is there to do, is to help out those who need that assistance. None of this is pulling up on your bootstraps malarkey that they like to say. You're only going to be successful if you just, you know, get out there and just, you know, make your own way. BS.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, and I do mean everyone, needs a little help now and then. And there's some people who are quite doing well, very well, in fact, have had incredible help to get them on their path of so-called success.
Right.
So I'm just bringing back that, you know, that theme of age of ignorance. And when I listen to people when they will debate or argue or say, well, you know, that's what we voted for. We wanted him to shake things up. Well, shaking things up is a lot different than destroying the efficiency of what federal government can do for you.
I agree. Absolutely.
That's not shaking it up. That's throwing a bomb or a hand grenade in the middle of the operation and see you later.
It's the equivalent of throwing a grenade into a fireworks factory.
Yeah, it's repulsive. And the cream or the cherry on top of the sundae yesterday was listening to the current president throwing blame on that air disaster in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
And pointing fingers at minorities, women, DEI. Basically saying that people were, and then pointing the fingers at former president Joe Biden, who's been out of office since January 20th, and Barack Obama, which his tenure ended back in January 2017.
He's blaming people who have nothing to do with this. I mean,
well.
So anytime something goes wrong, he always blames somebody else. But anytime something goes right, he takes full responsibility for it. Because like, oh, this is a good thing. It makes me look good. It's a bad thing. Let's blame it on somebody else. Because it's not my fault.
Well, it's like if you have final exams at in college or in high school.
Yeah.
And you come up with and you fail, and you say, well, I would have passed if the light in my bedroom wouldn't have burned out, and I couldn't get it changed, and I couldn't read up and study for the course. It's like, the dog ate my homework. You know,
yeah,
it's like pushing blame at something that is not the reason why you had a problem. So yeah. It's the age of ignorance, and if you buy those kind of excuses. Well, you're just, as I say there, the age of ignorance is taking hold of a lot of people currently in this country.
Something has to change.
Well, anyway, we started off in kind of a somber note this morning, sitting in for Chad. But listen, we've got Brittany Marlowe coming in with some weather information for you and a whole lot more. Stay with us. This is the Chad Holmes Show. I'm Bob Look. Sit again for him. 715-382-9297 is the number. Give us a call or text, and we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We continue now on the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM here on this Friday morning, and time for us to get a little update on what to expect weather-wise here for the immediate future and also through the weekend. And we do that with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. It's nice to see you again.
You too. How you doing?
Doing okay. Oh, by the way, Chad wanted to give you a little message.
Uh-oh.
Okay. He said to me.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Okay. So now you got it. He told me that's exactly how she wanted to hear it. So No,
it's awesome. That's poor thing.
You know, when you do this for a living, when your voice is your
money maker,
the money maker. Yeah, it's the income bringer, the revenue stream. And and I've, you know, through my 50 years of doing this wacky stuff, I've had more than several occasions of, you know, basically just, you know, not even be able to function, but you try to work around it. So we told them, shut it down, and we'll call it back later. But anyway, yesterday, I've just got to tell you, yesterday was a harbinger of things to come. I know that, but not right away, is it?
No. I mean, well, we're kind of going to get pretty warm on Sunday again, which is crazy. But my gosh, that was it's hard to even talk about it. We didn't just break records. We blew them out of
the water.
Usually. Yeah. Oh. Like we're usually breaking them by a couple of degrees, right? That's how it usually goes. I have never seen them just shattered by 10 to 15 degrees or so or more. I mean, yesterday we hit 47 degrees. We broke a 1999 record of 43. So while we didn't have the biggest margin here, it's because we had some snow on the ground.
Right.
So our temperatures stayed a little bit cooler than the rest of the state. But my gosh, it rose to 61 degrees in DeBosque Belle, far southwest Wisconsin.
Oh my God.
It was sitting in the upper 50s.
Yeah. I used to work in the southwestern part of the state back in the early 2000s, and DeBosque Belle and Iowa Grant and Mineral Point, Dodgeville area. Yeah, there's that little hilly area and that stuff out there. I can vouch for that sometimes it would spike up heat wise a little bit more there.
Well, who knew that was our Florida island? Now I know.
In fact, I was teasing Ian about that. He had his trip down to Florida, and he says, oh, it rained, and it was almost the whole time. And I says,
I think it's because I brought some of the cold weather from Wisconsin and brought it down to Florida.
Yeah.
That's probably why the weather was bad for us.
You know, they have it on their license plates, the Sunshine State, and you go there and it's cloudy all the time. What's up with that?
Refund.
I mean, on our license plate, it says America's Dairyland. Okay, argue about that. Huh, no way. You can't argue that.
That's true. That's true.
Well, anyway. So I'm done bashing Florida now. Let's.
Well, when I came back from Florida, I brought this heat with me. So while Ian gave them the dose of cold, I stole it right back and brought it just for a day.
Yeah, maybe Sunday too. Teach them. Well, we teach
exactly.
Them. But anyway, we've got a little bit of a roller coaster coming up, don't we?
We do. So a little bit cooler today. I mean, obviously, waking up this morning with frost all over the cars.
Yeah.
Crisp cold temperatures compared to yesterday afternoon. Today's highs will reach the mid-30s. Obviously, we're going to stay on the sunny side of things. Not much going on. A little breezy on occasion. Winds gusting up to about 25 miles per hour, and they're crisp because they're out of the northeast. But we've got a system moving in tomorrow. So we'll see those clouds increasing overnight tonight. Probably cloudy when you wake up in the morning, and snow pushing in by the evening. So it's actually going to be a dry day. But colder, highs only in the upper 20s. And then, of course, that snow moving in at night. That is going to put down about 1 to 3 inches or so. And it'll kick on out of here Sunday. But as it leaves, it's going to be bringing in warmth. So we're going to climb to 40 degrees on Sunday.
with the snow.
So it's going to be melting right away. And as the system exits, it's going to bring a chance of a little bit of a wintry mix and maybe drizzle on Sunday afternoon, because obviously the highs are above freezing. So it's going to be a little dose of snow, little mess, melted.
You know, see, I'm from the old school, and I hope you bear with me on this. I really don't like to see these warm temperatures and spring-like kind of temperatures in January and early February, because Mother Nature has a way of slapping back. And then all of a sudden you're sitting here in a May, you know, afternoon, and suddenly there's 8 inches on the ground of fresh snow, and you go, why? Why us? Why?
And the meteorologists are like, mwah. Just kidding.
You're just shy of that black handlebar mustache right now there, Brittany.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Toy with us, dare you, huh?
I think February, though, is going to be a little bit of that. Just a little heads up. I see a couple of systems rolling through, the jet stream shifting and kind of bringing in those messy storms where down south gets the ice accumulations and we'll get hit with the snow. So more of a normal winter pattern coming up for February, it looks like.
So the basic forecast is?
Snow. Oh, snow.
That's
no,
what I
no,
like.
No.
I like, pin them down. Snow. Yeah, very good. Very good. Well,
it gon' rain.
Brittany, we appreciate your time and have a great weekend. And of course, you're going to be waiting early Sunday morning for what, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is
the Groundhog's
double coverage. Yeah. I actually get to take the day off while the Groundhog takes over for us.
Oh, yeah.
The National Meteorologists Take the Day Off Day.
if I can find some animal to take over for my announcing duties, we got a story here. So
well, I think we can find you one.
All right. Brittany, take care. We'll talk to you again, okay?
Bye, Brittany.
Have a good weekend.
All right. And again, currently, it's not a bad day out there, folks. You know, I wouldn't complain. Ian's not going to complain. I'm not going to complain.
No, definitely. I'm still wearing T-shirts. I mean, I don't wear the long sleeve shirts anymore unless it's like super cold.
Yeah. So we're doing all right. We're doing all right. And temperature wise, a little below the freezing mark in the upper 20s throughout our area. And we'll just get through the day as best we can into the weekend. Coming up, we've got some more information and that coming your way here at the bottom of the hour. And Mike Clemens, sports director for Civic Media, will be visiting with us. He's got a busy, busy time ahead of him with Super Bowl coming up next week, Sunday, and more. All that coming up as we continue on the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO 98.9 FM.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
We continue on with the Chad Holmes Show for this Friday morning. I'm Bob Look, sitting in for Chad, resting that the vocal cords after all the games and hosting that he's been doing. So we hopefully will be getting him back before the weekend and also before the start of next week. But at this time, we have an opportunity to chat a little bit with what's happening in the sports world. And, of course, this is kind of a treat for me because this is a gentleman that I have followed his work on various coverage and various other areas, and I also watch his stuff on Twitter and that. So it's kind of a treat for me to have a chance to chat with Mike Clemens, sports director for Civic Media. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. And again, it is a real honor and a privilege to chat with you because I've enjoyed your work for many years, and so it's going to be fun. Let's catch up what's happening coming up here for you. You're going to be a busy guy because you're going to be hitting the road tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I head down to New Orleans and be covering Super Bowl all next week, and so that's where my reports will be for Chad and his show and the rest of the guys. And so, yeah, going to cover this Eagles team that beat the Commanders. And, you know, I was just thinking about this earlier in the week. Last year, it was the Packers that were sort of the Cinderella team in the postseason, right?
And yeah.
This year was the Washington Commanders with Jane Daniels. And, you know, the Commanders win the toss. They marched down the field. It was like an 18-play drive.
Mm-hmm.
But then that, you know, Eagles defense stopped them short, and they kicked like a 34-yard field goal, and Washington goes up 3-0. Eagles get the ball. They get first and 10 on their own 40, and on the first play of the game, what do they do? Saquon Barkley goes 60 yards on a toss-crack play. And I learned, you know, they didn't talk about this during the game. Of course, I don't think we knew. But I heard an interview with Saquon Barkley later in the week when they got back to Philadelphia. It was a trick play. They had Jalen Hurts calling out some signals that was a play that they had done before a couple of times against the last few times they'd faced the Commanders. So they took that phrase, put it in with that play, but ran a completely different play to the opposite side. And so there goes Saquon off left tackle and gets through some arms, and boom, he's gone for 60 yards. They scored 7 rushing TDs last week against the Commanders. 3 for Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts, you know, ran it in 3 times. Their backup running back had it. I mean, that is a running football team. And when you watch them and you think of Saquon and you think of Jalen Hurts at quarterback, kind of a running quarterback, that guy too, man, he's playing through. He broke a finger on his left hand in December. He dislocated the middle finger on his throwing hand. He had the concussion that took him out a couple weeks before he got into the Packers game. Oh, and then he's wearing a knee brace. I think it was after the Rams game.
Yep.
All banged up. So, you know, he could use this weekend to heal up to take on those Chiefs. But it's just the Eagles, when you think of them, it's, you know, A.J. Brown, a wide receiver, big offensive line. Kellen Moore from the Cowboys, their offensive coordinator. And Vic Fangio, I mean, he took them from 30th-ranked defense to number 1. Jalen Carter, the huge, huge defensive lineman who just makes such a difference. Zach Bond from the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yep.
Now having a great year. Oren Burks, former Packer, the other linebacker back there. And it's like, oh yeah, by the way, the head coach is Nick Sirianni. <You know? laughs> I mean, suddenly they're just so loaded, and suddenly they're in their 3rd Super Bowl since, you know, 2017. Howie Roseman, you know, the GM, keeps on putting together these that's something that Packer fans need to take a step back in terms of how Goody does, you know, building his team versus what the Eagles are doing with their 3rd trip to a Super Bowl.
Well, that was one thing that prior to that Packer-Eagle playoff game, Packer fans are feeling pretty good that they had a real good shot at knocking off the Eagles, forgetting how much talent there is out there.
Yeah, and just, you know, the identity that the Eagles have, how physical they are as well, and then just think that they were able to scheme up, you know, to kind of shut down Jordan Love and the Packers, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. Yeah, Eagles got some breaks, too, with the opening kickoff and things like that. But, Brian's got his – Brian is at the Senior Bowl this week, and I got one of my spies down there said, first thing he was looking at, wide receivers.
I kind of bet, yeah.
Oh.
Well, of course, the other side of the coin, you got the Kansas City Chiefs back at it again, trying for a three-peat. And they knocked off the Buffalo Bills. It just seemed to be knocking on the door, but never getting past that door.
Can't close the deal. Yeah. No, Bob. And the Chiefs beating them 32-29. And then, you know, listeners will ask me, "Well, who are you pulling for?" And I go, "Well, you know, I'm not a Packers fan. I work for Packers fans. There's a little bit of a difference there." And I said, and so if I'm thinking of Packers fans, it's like, you don't want the Chiefs to win again. You know, Lombardi won 3 in a row there at the end, but 2 of them were NFL championships, and then they invented the Super Bowl. So he won the first 2 Super Bowls. But Andy Reid now has got a chance to win 3 Super Bowls in a row. That's never been done. We're up to 59 this weekend in New Orleans. And I don't understand why the Bills didn't go to James Cook earlier in the game. They waited till seemingly after halftime. I don't understand Josh Allen and the, you know, tush push. Now, they actually won 4 out of 6 fourth downs that way. Maybe they need to figure out a better way to be more productive on 2nd and 3rd down. But I just, he's, you know, it's one thing when Jalen Hurts does that. And it's one thing when the Eagles and their offensive line, they get way down and do that. The Bills line doesn't. The Bills line, you know, I don't know about their pad level on that. And then the last play of the game, where the Bills were marching down the field, but then they had another 4th down, and he throws to Dalton Kincaid, his number 3 tight end, who drops the ball. Yeah. Would have been a spectacular catch. I saw a replay of the play, Bob, and Josh Allen, he was just throwing it up there. He was on one leg.
Sure.
He was getting sacked, and the ball came out of he knew the situation. 4th down, probably last play of the game, just chuck it down there, see what happens. And if Kincaid had caught that ball, it would have been one of the greatest plays in AFC Championship history for sure.
Probably better than the one with
Tyreek catch with the Giants, and that mean that's the kind of play it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of it could have been if it gotten them the first down, because then they would have been in field goal territory, could have sent the game into overtime in Arrowhead.
You know, they still got a little over a week before they teed up and go get them on the 9th of February. Now, there you got some Packers news from this past week, don't you?
Yeah, I was thinking about this before. I was getting ready for your show today. I thought, gosh, there are no games tonight. It's like, well, there's all kinds of interesting little stories, like Rich Bisaccia, the Packers special teams coordinator, getting a two-year extension from Matt LaFleur. And some people are like, hey, you know, I don't think special teams is that great this year. He hasn't really moved him up in the rankings. And I'm telling you, Bisaccia is worth it. And, you know, you talk to players. Dontavian Wicks told me, this is the smartest coach I've ever been around. He knows everything top to bottom, and not just special teams, but on defense, what's going on in offense. As a matter of fact, you know, LaFleur made him assistant head coach a couple of years ago. That helped him get him a pay raise.
Oh.
But LaFleur now, I asked Bisaccia about this, and he confirmed it. When LaFleur, when the offense comes off the field now, and you know, I see this with the binoculars at the games.
Sure.
He goes over to the bench, and he's talking to Jordan Love. And the defense is out there, and it's first down and it's second down. Bisaccia's on the sideline running the game, okay? Maybe there's a penalty call or something like that. Jeff Hafley, your defense coordinator, he's upstairs, you know, on the headset, talking to the linebacker, into his radio helmet. So Bisaccia's actually running the game, and they're all on headsets. But that's the way LaFleur can gather information from the receivers, assistant coaches, as he puts together the next script of plays as the play caller before he gets back over there and you know, takes over the line. But that's how valuable Bisaccia is to him.
It's a lot better to have quality assistants than ones that are maybe learning on the job. So,
well, yeah, and of course, Rich was an interim head coach there for the Raiders, and they actually had a winning record. Then some news last night. That they didn't renew Jason Rybovich as defensive line coach.
Right.
And he was a Joe Barry hire, and it was after 3 years. And I would like to find out, next time I can grab some Packers people, I wonder if it was a case where, okay, this guy's contract was up. We don't have to renew it. The defensive coordinator's got his eye on somebody he'd like to replace him with. And it was just kind of one of those deals. But whatever, they've apparently got his replacement. It's DeMarcus Covington, 35-year-old guy who was the defense coordinator of the Patriots last year. Now you say, well, the Patriots weren't very good. Gerard Mayer got fired after 1 year. This guy, this Covington guy, has been with the Patriots. He's a Belichick guy. He came up as an assistant, and he was so impressive to them after about 2 years. They gave him defensive line. And the last time the Patriots won a Super Bowl, which was 5 years ago against the Rams, he was their defensive line coach. So he was there for that Belichick era. And then, they don't have a quarterback now. They've got a lot of needs on the roster. They're rebuilding, retooling. And he was just sort of a victim of that last year. So that's the guy that you just hired as your new defensive line coach. He's 35 years old and got a lot of experience. But 11 o'clock last night, ESPN, Adam Schefter, Anthony Campanelli, who's been their linebacker coach for the last year. He came up from the Dolphins,
mm-hmm.
42 years old, and LaFleur raved about that guy. I mean, if you thought that Edgerrin Cooper, the rookie linebacker, had a good season for the Packers, you credit this guy. He was also named run defense coordinator. He just got a job as a defensive coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm.
So now they got to fill that spot.
So the web that they weave.
Yeah.
From place to place. Well, we got to football. Let's talk a little baseball. Seeing as how yesterday was a weird day with warm weather, you kind of get excited about baseball. But, the Brewers have been somewhat quiet during this offseason. But they did lose one of the guys that I personally like myself, because he seemed to be almost more than just a player. He was more of a coach, especially last year, being he was on the injured list. That's Wade Miley.
You and Pat Murphy, Bob. Wade Miley, and he used that time. There was a night, and I was covering that game, where Wade Miley was in pain, and they actually were just going to try and use him for an inning or two, but then suddenly they had some problems in the bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and he gave him four innings. And
yeah.
Murphy was so you know, he said, look at this guy. This is what it takes. Well, later, he was playing through, you know, this elbow tightness. He went in for Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
So Wade Miley's 38 years old. This was his second stint with the Brewers.
Right.
And, you know, he came back from surgery and was there helping those guys out in the bullpen, like you say. He signed a deal worth $2.5 million. He'll start out in the minor leagues. He should be back for the surgery in May. Reds think that that's a guy that could help them in the second half of the season.
And that, again, his experience factor is important, especially if you have a younger crew out of the bullpen.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, another year or two, Wade Miley's now a pitching coach somewhere in the major leagues.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Badger sports. The men's basketball team, tough loss against Maryland. This is the Badger basketball team, to me, is one of these. Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get from one night to another. Some nights they look like world beaters, like, whoa, these guys are good. And other times, whew.
Yeah, you know, and during sort of their preseason, if you will, they lost a couple, so they weren't even in the rankings. But they've gradually crept into the top 25, where this week, after winning 7 in a row, they got up to number 17th ranked. Then they go and play unranked Maryland,
yeah,
who has a really physical game. And, you know, Badgers were just out of it. It's a Big Ten game. It's on the road, but they lost 76-68. And, you know, Greg Gardler got a little touchy. One reporter said, you know, this is sort of the time of the year where you start having these slumps, Greg, like every year. And he goes, I'm not talking about other years. I'm only here to talk about this year. You knew about that. So tomorrow he's going to play the Wildcats in Evanston against the Northwestern. I think that's a 1 o'clock tip.
All right. Hey, Mike Clemens, a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we can do this again sometime. And safe travels down to New Orleans in the Super Bowl, my friend.
I appreciate that, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You too. As Mike Clemens, sports director for Civic Media, cluing you in on what's happening in sports in and around the state of Wisconsin for this coming weekend. We thank him for his time. We got about 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on WXCO 98.9 FM. Well, I have seen you stung
by poisonous fly. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show for this Friday morning. I'm Bob Look, sitting in for Chad, who's resting up the vocal cords as he's got one of those things that announcers or people who use their voice for a living, you can't get out of it quick enough. You just want your voice back. And I feel for him because I've been down that road several times in my life, in my career, and it's no fun. So we're hoping that the rest of the voice for today and that will reap some benefits for him. So we do appreciate him allowing us to come in and pinch hit for him here on this Friday. 715-382-9297 is the phone number if you want to get a hold of us here in the program. Got a little time here before we get to the top of the hour, and you're more than happy to text any, maybe you got a question, comment, opinion. You're more than welcome to do that. And, of course, I'm here with Ian Welch, who's our producer, in-studio producer for the program. By the way, we do have high school sports coming up tonight and also tomorrow here on WXCO. As we got high school boys basketball, as Wausau West will travel to Wisconsin Rapids to take on the Red Raiders tonight. That'll be, I believe, 6:45 or so is pregame time, somewhere in that area, 7 o'clock for a game. Over at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School gymnasium there. Nice facility there. Nice place to I broadcasted many a game there at Wisconsin Rapids, and it's a nice setup that they have there, and the people are always very friendly. And coming up on Saturday afternoon, we'll have Wausau West boys hockey as they'll be in New Richmond for a pretty big game And that'll be Saturday afternoon. 2:50 will be broadcast time for the game. New Richmond is ranked pretty high in the state of Wisconsin, so it's going to be a big test for Coach B.J. Brandt and the West Warriors. So that'll be coming up Saturday afternoon also. So got those games slated for this weekend. and as we were talking here just a little while ago, you know, there's a lot more other things in sports that are going on. Just because the NFL are done for until the Super Bowl next Sunday, the February 9th, there's still plenty of things out there with basketball and hockey, of course, which is my forte. And this is something that kind of really irks me, to the fact that this coming weekend, probably the biggest and best college hockey rivalry going. Well, we're from this area, so I think we're a little shaded with our opinion on this. But the Wisconsin Badgers are playing the Minnesota Golden Gophers in Minnesota, and those games will be tonight and tomorrow. And for the first time that I can remember, that there's no live television coverage of the games coming up this evening and also on Saturday, unless you're going to Big Ten Plus and stream it. Something where you have to pay a little extra to, you know, it's a border battle. The tradition has been forever and ever that this is like the big connection. These are the ones, the games, but they're not on easily accessible TV. Whether you be on DirecTV or the Spectrum cable systems or that stuff, you know, and to me, it kind of hurts me, right? You know, in my own psyche, because I think it's important, and there's a lot of even casual fans will sit down and watch a game because it is Minnesota versus Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
It's with great regret that I just always ask this question, well, why did the Big Ten ever get a TV thing when you're going to splinter it out to stream? You know why?
Why?
More revenue.
Right.
Money. Which brings me to another thing in the media, the Allen Media Group. Wasn't that long ago when they cut back on the news personnel and employees at various Allen Media Company stations here in Wausau, WAOW-TV, part of that.
They got rid of half of their staff, both on air and behind the scenes.
Yeah, half of the staff. And then they come back with the second whammy where they're going to get rid of all of the meteorologists locally and just go with the ones that are out of Madison. Well, that was announced that way.
Oh, my gosh.
But then the public stepped forward. I have said this before on the air. I have written about this on Facebook and other platforms. As long as there's TV and radio stations that broadcast on the public airwaves, you listening to me right now, you, the public, have the power to put the pressure on these companies that, hey, we don't stand for this. If you own this TV or radio station in the surrounding Wausau area, Marathon County, what have you, you're supposed to serve that area. And the public stepped up and they put enough pressure on Allen Media that they backed off, said, oh, okay, well, we won't harm the guys that on our guys or gals are on the weather stuff. We'll get them back in there. So, folks, if you think that your voice doesn't count, I'm here to tell you it does.
Your voice matters.
That's why we have this number, 715-382-9297. You can call us during our live portions here of the program from 8 until 10 a.m. and also text information to us and questions. We'll be back with hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show coming up. You're listening to WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.